Good morning.
Good morning.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Welcome to this service of remembrance. The grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. I invite those who are able to now stand for the laying of the wreaths. Let us worship God. Hymn 36, God is our refuge and our strength. Let us pray. God of love, you are our refuge and our strength, and a very present help in a time of trouble. On this day, when we gather to honour the memory of those who died in the service of others, we remember that you gave Jesus Christ for the life of the world, and that through him you seek to lead us in the paths of peace. God of mercy, your faithfulness endures through all generations. We confess that in our hearts we keep alive the passions and pride that lead to hatred and to war. We are quick to take offence and slow to forgive. We are hasty in passing judgment and intolerant of those whose opinions differ from our own. We take for granted the freedom that was won for us and fail to learn the lessons that history has to teach us. God of glory, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Forgive us our sins, heal our divisions, and laying aside all selfish and unworthy motives, let us serve you without counting the cost, and give our all in the cause of a better and more peaceful world, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who unites us as the one people, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Just a few intimations to draw to your attention. There'll be a retiral collection today for Erskine. You're warmly invited to wait behind after the service for a cup of tea or coffee and a biscuit here in the sanctuary. The last in the present series of Bible studies will be held in the McMichael Chapel on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. All welcome. A reminder that articles for the winter edition of the Parishioner should be submitted by next Sunday at the latest. Stirling Kirks Together will hold a ceilidh in the church hall on Saturday the 29th of November, and information regarding tickets is on the intimation sheet. There'll be a Christmas tree festival in the church on the 6th and 7th of December. On the Saturday, there'll be a coffee morning, followed by a lunch, and tea and coffee and cakes will also be served on the Sunday afternoon. If you would like to help at any of these things, then please put your name on the sheet of paper in the vestibule of the church. Also, if anyone would like to sponsor a tree, please speak to Dorothy Walker. I wonder if any of you sometimes have trouble remembering things. Recently, I was visiting at the hospital in Larbert, and when I came out, I couldn't remember where in that large car park I had parked my car. And rather sheepishly, I was going around hoping no one would see me, with the fob pressing it in the hope that the lights in my car would flash and then I would find it. It's not easy remembering things, is it? But there are certain things that we should try to remember. Can you think of anything that we should try and remember? Anything at all? What about a birthday? Oh, you wouldn't like it if people forgot your birthday, would you, boys? Aren't they all looking so smart here today? It would be terrible if people forgot it was our birthday. Or what about, for the grown-ups, a wedding anniversary? One of my friends told me of the time when he forgot his wedding anniversary, and let's just say he didn't ever forget it again. I think he was served cold tongue for his dinner for a week. Trying to remember things isn't easy, but sometimes we can do certain things to help us remember. How many of you, the grown-ups perhaps, remember tying a bit of string round your finger, and that reminded you that you had something to remember? The important thing was remembering what it was that you had to remember. But there are other props as well, aren't there? we can have notelets like this. Put the chicken in the oven at 5 o'clock and remember to switch the oven on. I wonder how many of you have done that. I've done that a few times. So we've got notelets, we can write things down to help us remember. We've also got a diary. I don't know whether for young people the diary's old-fashioned now, is it? Probably, yep. That says something about me as well, isn't it? We can write things in a diary. Or, being a wee bit more with it, boys, if we've got a mobile phone that has a calendar on it, we can put in the event into the calendar, and then there'll be a wee alert, or at least it'll flash up on the day that we are meant to remember to do something. It's interesting that God's people in the long ago also had props. One day, God helped the people of Israel to cross a river on dry ground. It was a great event altogether. And God said to the people of Israel, I want you to get 12 stones. Stones a lot bigger than this stone that I have here. Get 12 stones and build a memorial. And that was a great prop because it meant that in the years that followed, when God's people would be asked, now, why did you build that memorial? They would say, we built it to remember what God did for us one day, a very great event indeed. So there are different things to help us remember. Today, we have gathered to remember. Who are we remembering today? Yes. Oh, well done. Those who went off and those who died in war. We have gathered, like many throughout our country today, to remember. Is there anything that helps us to remember? Anything that we might see and, oh, it will remind us to remember? Yes. Poppies. We'll come to that in a wee second. But there's something else that helps us to remember. Do you see what's up there in the front of the gallery? Do you see all the names? That's called a war memorial. There's a war memorial there, and there's a number out there in that vestibule, and there's one out in the main vestibule. So war memorials throughout the country prompt us to remember. And then to show that we are remembering, we can do certain things. We wear our, what answer did you give? Poppy. Absolutely. We wear our poppy to show we're remembering. Or we can lay a wreath, like these wreaths have been laid this morning. And we can observe a silence, as we will do shortly, to give thanks and remember those who fought and died in war and conflict. But there's something else that we can do to remember. We can endeavour to live lives that promote peace. And the best way to do that is to follow Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. And he gave one great command, love God and love one another. Love each other. If people the world over could learn to do that, there would be no more war and no more conflict. And the memory of those we remember today truly would be honoured. Amen. We sing the hymn 710. 710, I have a dream, a man once said.
A reading of God's holy word from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." This is the word of God, the word of life. Thanks be to God. We sing together hymn 704, "I vow to thee, my country, all earthly things above." Hymn 704.
Thank you.
Let us remember the kindness of God and his favour to us in our time of need. Let us remember the courage, devotion to duty, and the self-sacrifice of the men and women in our armed forces, the toil, endurance, and suffering of those who were not in uniform, the support of those who sent us help from afar or came and stood by our side. Let us remember those who serve today in the field of conflict, the commitment and discipline shown, the wounds suffered and bravely borne, and the precious life given in service. And let us remember the continuing grace of God, whose love holds all souls in life, and to whom none is dead, but all are alive forever. If you would find it difficult to stand, please do remain seated, but otherwise, please stand. After I have said the words, "We will remember them," you are invited to respond, "We will remember them." They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn, at the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Thank you.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we give our today. Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray for the King and the Royal House, our country and Commonwealth, and for the leaders of the nations, that you would guide them in the ways of freedom and truth. We pray for those who bear arms on behalf of the nation, on land, at sea, and in the air, that they be given discipline and discernment, courage and compassion, and serve the cause of peace to the honour of your name. We pray for our friends and for our enemies, that you will turn the hearts of all to kindness and friendship. We pray for the wounded and the captive, the grieving and all who suffered or still suffer from war and conflict, that in their tribulation they may know your love and be strengthened by it. God of hope, hear us as we pray for those who strive for peace and all who fight for justice. And help us who today remember the cost of war to work for a better tomorrow and a world in which all will walk together in your paths. And now, rejoicing in the communion of saints, we give thanks for those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. And we remember those whom we ourselves have known and whose memory we treasure. May the example of their devotion inspire us, that we may be taught to live by those who learn to die. And at the last, grant that we, being faithful till death, may receive with them the crown of life that never fades, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn 740, a wonderful hymn. We omit verses 4 and 6. So we omit verses 4 and 6 of hymn 740, for all the saints who from their labours rest.
Thank you.
superbly played, as always, Tony, thank you. Let me begin by stating the obvious. We are all different. We look different. We think differently. We talk differently. And we can have different values. Despite the saying that variety is the spice of life, our differences can often give rise to disagreement. We argue about little things such as putting the cap back on the toothpaste, or whether to put milk into a cup before the tea goes in or afterwards. Of course, it goes in afterwards. And we argue about big things too, things like politics and religion. Though we may be guarded in what we say in certain company, lest we get our head chewed off by those whose views are different from our own. More often than not, we can manage our personal differences and learn to live with them. But at various points in history, the differences on a larger scale, those between nations and those in positions of power, have escalated, and that has, unfortunately, led to war. Remembrance Sunday is a day when we commemorate the contribution, consciously or unknowingly, of those who lost their lives in the two world wars and in the many conflicts since. It is reckoned that over 65 million people were involved in World War I, with over 10 million soldiers and civilians losing their lives. Wasn't that awful? In World War II, the loss was even more devastating, with some 75 to 80 million people losing their lives. And as we know only too well, the evil of war remains in our world today. One thinks of the Russia-Ukraine war, of the continuing conflict in the Middle East, and of civil wars raging in countries like Sudan and Syria and Somalia. And so one could go on. In these wars and conflicts, it would seem that the differences that exist cannot be reconciled, and therefore the fighting and destruction lasts sometimes for many, many years. In today's gospel reading, we are told, when you hear of war and insurrections, do not panic. These things are bound to happen first. Nation will go to war against nation, kingdom against kingdom. While to some extent it would appear that prophecy has already become a reality, in every war and conflict, we mar God's image in us, and we cause pain, not healing, death, not life. Contrary to the stained glass image that many have of our Lord and Saviour Jesus, he was not always meek and mild. He turned tables over, both metaphorically and physically. However, his arguing, often with those in power, related to the deepest longings of the human heart. Christ knew only too well that we are all different. But he also knew that fundamentally, we all seek the same things. We long for love, for friendship, for acceptance, for forgiveness, for hope. And perhaps most importantly today, we long for peace. These are core human values that unite rather than divide. And as Christ's followers, we are called to put them into practice in our daily living. I look forward to conducting Police Scotland's service of remembrance at Tully Allen on Tuesday morning. And last Friday, Jake and I had the privilege of attending the service of remembrance in the High School of Stirling. It was very moving to listen to the pupils give accounts of people who went to war, former pupils among them, with so much to offer and so much to live for. And we were reminded that the names on war memorials aren't just names. They were real people with lives and hopes and dreams. Today, we rightly honour their memory and the memory of those who have died in conflict since 1945. But surely we must do more than that. Surely to show that their sacrifice was not in vain, we must also work for peace in our own spheres of influence. And that means doing what the prophet Micah has asked. Act justly. Love mercy. And walk humbly with God. It is a well-known fact that many soldiers during the First and Second World Wars carried copies of the scriptures with them. Indeed, at the beginning of World War II, every British soldier was given a copy of the New Testament with a message from King George VI written inside it. The message was an encouragement to soldiers to put their faith in God and to find strength and comfort through reading his word. That message, a message from a dutiful king, is still valid today. For the Bible speaks of a God whose love is such, nothing can separate us from it. The Bible speaks of Christ whose sacrifice upon the cross has set us free from sin and death. The Bible speaks of that other country whose fortress is a faithful heart and whose paths are paths of peace. Faced with so much conflict and war, it is natural to feel powerless and helpless. And yet, as people of faith, we have God's promise to be with us always. And we have Christ's word that the day will come when the dawn from heaven will break upon us. The differences between us and nations and kingdoms will not lead to war and conflict. And God's just and gentle rule will reign supreme. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want to say a word of thanks to the Boys' Brigade for being with us today. It is always a joy to have you with us. And as I said to you when Jake and I visited you on Friday night, your presence here enriches our service so much. So thank you very much, and thank you to the excellent colour party. They were here on Friday night rehearsing and then early this morning. It has paid off, but maybe I'm speaking a wee bit too soon. But great to see you. Thank you very much indeed. And for those of you who are visitors, you might be wondering who the younger minister is. This is the Reverend Jake Lehman, who's working with me here for a year doing what's called a familiarisation placement. So it's great to have Jake with us. And Jake and I were actually in the high school most mornings last week as well to do assemblies. The High School of Stirling, an excellent, excellent school, and it's great to be part of the chaplaincy team there. Now, following the singing of our final hymn, we'll remain standing for the national anthem, followed by the benediction. But before that, hymn 715, Behold the Mountain of the Lord.
Thank you.
in peace, and the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore.